It's Rambo with the sport.
BBC London 94.9,
the home of London sport.
I know, and all this at 6:30 in the morning. Very energetic. Thank you, Penny. Good morning. Harry Kane continued his rich vein of goal-scoring form as Tottenham edged closer to the Europa League knockout stages. Kane scoring the second in a 2-1 win over Greek side Asteris Tripolis. Our reporter Andy Rowley, who covered the game last night, still in Greece. And Andy, Kane with his 8th goal in 8 games. Would he be picked for Sunday's game with Stoke?
Well, that is the big question, isn't it? He's done so well this season, double figures for club and country, and he seems to get involved every time he's on the field. The big question is, Roberto Soldado and Emmanuel Adebayor have gone for so much money during their careers, big high-profile strikers, they're not putting the ball in the net. Harry Kane is. Is he going to get the nod? He was taken off early in the match last night after scoring what turned out to be the winning goal. And you've got to think that he's doing everything he can at the moment to try and get a starting place. He was even name-checked yesterday by Roy Hodgson as a possible for a future England squad. And as ever, when I spoke to Harry Kane after the match, he said he was doing all he can.
We've got a lot of games coming out, a lot of competitions. So we just got to take each game as it comes. I've just got to keep doing what I'm doing, try and impress, and when called upon, be ready.
There's a lot of talk this morning, though, Andy, about the second half display. Was Pochettino concerned? They've been accused of being weak mentally in second half recently.
Well, I mean, I was at the Newcastle game where they gave away a goal after 8 seconds. You can't get much more weak mentally than that. They just weren't on their game as they came out for the second half. And it was very similar yesterday. They went to a 2-0 lead, played well in the first half, dominated possession. And then they gave away so many chances in the second half. And they were actually fortunate to come out with the 2-1 win in the end. That was all they came for, as Mauricio Pochettino said. I mean, you have to remember that they are 3 points off the top four in the Premier League. They're in the quarterfinals of the League Cup and they're joint top of their group in the Europa League. So it's a reasonably strong start to Pochettino's career, but they do still have questions about their second half performances. And Pochettino said his only real concern, though, was just getting the win.
It was difficult the last 4 or 5 minutes, but we are happy. We come here to get the 3 points. The result is good. I'm happy for the end and the result.
Thank you to Andy Rowley out in Greece. Away from that game, the England boss Roy Hodgson has questioned the decision to allow an American football game at Wembley 6 days before his side's Euro 2016 qualifier against Slovenia. Sunday's Jaguars Cowboys match is the third NFL game at Wembley this year. Next season, there's a game planned 5 days before England host Estonia in their last home qualifier for Euro 2016. Defender James Collins says the current West Ham squad is the best he's played in during his 2 spells with the East London club. The Hammers are currently 5th in the Premier League and the Welsh international has urged his teammates to strive for a European spot.
It's probably the best West Ham squad that's been assembled for a long time. So, you know, you've got to aim high. We've got the quality, everyone's playing well. And hopefully we can carry on. You know, we have got some tough games coming up. The Christmas period in particular is quite tough. So if we can get through with no injuries and keep playing the way we're playing, you know, we're looking to finish as high as we can.
And there's more of that exclusive interview as part of the BBC London Saturday Sports Show tomorrow afternoon from 1. It's the penultimate weekend of the Formula One race season in Brazil. Jenson Button says he's not made a decision yet on his future, though with a doubt over his race seat for 2015. And the immediate future of Britain's elite men and women's basketball teams has been secured thanks to emergency public funding. They'll get £1.8 million after government intervention.